I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, my summer house people, you are here for season 4, episode 12, and we are live in quarantine. I'm Amir Yasai. Yes, I am wearing tie-dye. So is Jane. Trina's got lost. Thanks a lot, Instacart. She wanted to dye her own shirt, and she didn't get the chance. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Aren't we, Jane?
Loving life.
Oh my God, Jane's hair is looking better in quarantine than it ever did in real life. It's crazy.
Thank you so much. I'm Rapunzel. My hair's growing by the
yes.
minute.
She looks gorgeous. Yes, in your tower, honey. All the way in Chicago, in the tower. I love it. I wish I could come rescue you. But we have to jump into this episode. There's so much happened in this episode. It was nuts. Like, so much dynamic. So right off the bat, obviously, we had Luke and Hannah, the drama. Amanda's really inserting herself. She's very involved. But I kind of am team Amanda. I'm kind of rooting for my girl. She's stepping in for her friend. I was the fan. And then we obviously have to get to Jules and Carl becoming so close. They went into the hot tub twice. So much, like, I thought there was going to be so much drama between them and it was going to take some time. It literally took 1 week to fix their issues. Yeah. So I was quite surprised about that. And then obviously we do need to talk about, what else is there to talk about? I guess, you know what? There's just so many little things happened, but I really liked Amanda and Kyle. I thought they really showed us why they're together. They showed us why, like, they're going to get married. They were very, very sweet. So I want to give them their kind of, you know, their moment and their due. And then obviously we have to do our fashion segment. And then Jane is going to do the news. And we also have a very, very unique little segment. It's going to be a complete surprise. And Jane is going to get us with that. It's really going to touch our souls. And it's going to make everyone feel so good in quarantine. So I can't wait.
Way to really, really tee it up.
I teed it up, honey. I spilled the tea and then I drank it from the table. So it was great. It was fabulous. And I am not going to tell one of y'all what that segment is, even if you beg me. Unless you Venmo me, and then I might tell you. Otherwise, I will not be telling you. And we also have, obviously, we're going to get into some predictions. And then the promo from next week was bone-chilling, honey. It gave me life. But before we get to all of that, what are your overall thoughts? Let's start with you, Trina, because your tie-dye didn't come in time.
Can you believe? Los Angeles, Instacart, aren't we right? Boo. Anyway, the episode was not what I thought it was going to be. So I'm pretty irritated with that because I really wanted some Jules and Carl bigger drama than I got. I was very annoyed with Luke the entire hour. I was over it. I was done with it. And I think that's about it for me.
Okay.
Because it was just him pissing me off every 15 minutes.
He was hella triggering. Jane, were you triggered by Luke or is that really on par for you?
What do you mean on par for my experience?
I don't know. I just feel
I was triggered by Luke.
Nobody wants boys and us do well together. I don't know. I just thought, okay, go ahead, Jane.
But you know what I didn't necessarily think of that Paige really put together so plainly for us was that Luke's manipulation tactics. I was really shook by that. So overall, when she really spelled it out for me, I was like, oh no. But my thoughts are that they always meddle in each other's business. Do I think that they need to be so severe about keeping Hannah away from Luke? No, the girl's going to do what she wants to do. So I was happy for Lindsay for feeling the way that she does because I was team Lindsay on that decision of just letting them be. And they really were. They really let it happen. They really went all the way. So that was exciting to just like find, you know, we always talk about we've been blue balled this whole time. So overall, the fact that finally it happened, even under these circumstances where we're not necessarily rooting for the relationship anymore in this moment in time, at least I'll speak for myself.
Sure.
Anyway, also that was a real bait and switch that they did with Carl and Jules. We thought that they were going to be the ones banging it out, but then surprise, surprise, and Luke, who would have thought?
It was really well done. Yeah, I know. It was really producers did a great job. And What I loved about that whole thing was when Luke was like, it's all of this and it fucked up all of that. And then this was that. And I was like, what? You like malfunctioned a little bit. So yeah, there was a lot going on there. So yeah, let's just, now that we're on that topic, let's just jump into that and let's get a little deeper. What do you guys think is going on in Luke's head? I think what he's thinking is, listen, we're single. I can sleep with this mystery girl that he called and talked to. So I just, there was a lot of dynamics. I feel like in his head, he was like trying to be a good guy, but it's very much like Carl has done in the past season. Trying to be a good guy doesn't mean you are a good guy. So mm-hmm. like, what do you think about that, Trina? Like, what were your thoughts about?
I think he has now confused himself, and he was trying to be this good guy by not doing anything with Hannah, but then running around like a crazy person with these mystery mm-hmm. girls. We all know there's not just one. He was talking to her all slippery, like it's the lines he does for everybody. So mm-hmm. he confused himself, and now he's all worked up. That's why he's getting all actual angry, throwing cups in greenery, like doing buck wild stuff, because he's a mess and he's not being nice mm-hmm. to anyone, and it's driving me bonk.
Bonk, a new word, you heard it here first.
I felt not like quite bonkers. He was bonk. Vandalizing the orchard.
He vandalized the orchard.
Yeah, that was not good.
It was so typical for someone who owns a motorbike, you know?
Yes.
And who doesn't own their feelings, you know?
Does not own his feelings, but he's pretending like he does, you know?
It's all BS. We learned that at the end on the tennis court, that all of it was all BS.
And I loved
them. Calculated.
Yeah, I loved how Hannah told us on the way there in the car, she was saying like, that she said, I just want to be friends. It's done. It's over. So then they had a whole night of just being friends. They ended up at Taco Bell. And then he was like, you want to smash? And she was like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. You know? And then they didn't. So she said, no. And then like a few days later, it happened. So.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Nothing like, said, like having sex nice after Taco Bell. It's like, not the right time.
Something like that spicy hot sauce makes you feel some type of way. Red hot, Trina, am I right?
Very red hot. I don't know about that. But Trina, you said something really, like, really valuable. You just said, like, it's like one thing will like, kind of recalculate the way that Hannah sees Luke. And I think mm-hmm. that's the problem in their relationship. And Paige and Amanda see him for exactly who he is, because those are the kind of guys they've dated. You know, in the past, Paige has made mistakes with Carl, you know, and then Amanda with Kyle. Like, so they see the warning. Are you drinking Lover Boy?
I just thought she was drinking Lover Boy.
I wish. Should I put like a sticker on it that says Lover Boy?
Yes, we need to wrap Lover Boy at all times.
How does it look just like it?
That's amazing. It looks
because
like just
I'm
like
trying
it.
To stay on brand with my tie-dye and my
yes.
If there is a summer house this season, there will be a lot of tie-dye in that house, let me tell you. Trending.
Yes, there will. Yes, there will. But yeah, just back to that point that Trina made, it was like, it's literally, he like is so good about like what he does what every predator does. Pull animal predators, not human predators. They pull right. away the weak one from the group, and they're like, I'm going to take her over here. I'm going to talk to her. Because he knew if he talked in front of Paige and Amanda, they would kind of get in Hannah's head. He pulled her away, put her on a tennis court where she feels comfortable, and then broke down her defenses. Like,
duh.
Like, that's a fuckboy. And I love that Bravo defined what a fuckboy was with the best picture of Luke. I was like, so F-boy. I was like, this is hilarious. Like, so who true, did though. The editing? Like, the editing on this show is lit.
It so is. It really is. Oh my gosh. I loved that definition moment. It was so editorial too. They chose like a black and white photo. It looked like it was straight out of Webster's, but like Vogue edition.
Very chic.
GQ
very
edition. Chic.
Yeah, very, very yeah. chic. I was impressed. Okay.
There it goes. Can we talk about the girls really quick? And the girls with Luke, Jane. So,
oh my gosh.
Don't you think they were coming on way too strong? I get where they're coming from because I feel the same way, but don't you feel like they came for him so hard? We're talking about the girls, Amir, and I think they went too hard.
Okay, perfect. I got momentarily kicked off. I'm sorry.
All good.
I talked too much shit about Luke and I was thrown right off.
I know. I just wanted.
Yes. What are you guys talking about, the girls?
just how I thought I feel the exact same way that they do, right? But I feel like they were going too hard, not listening, and just jumping on top of everything. So I do think it was a little unfair. I still think they're right and that he's wrong. But what do we think about that tactic? Because like you were saying, the scare tactic wasn't working. He could just pull her to where she feels safest on a tennis court, right, and then it didn't matter. So what do you guys think about the friend move there?
I don't mind the approach.
I'm wondering if you guys can refresh my memory on what exactly Amanda said, but it was something along the lines of like, if Hannah bones Luke after this, I'm done, or like she's like dead to me or something like that. Something that was so extreme of like, we won't be friends. It was just, it felt really intense and very extra. And so I know that they're trying to protect her, but I don't think that it's like, obviously there's a lot we don't see, but I don't think it's at a point where it's like cut all ties with this person, which is why I appreciated Lindsay being like, just let them live, you know?
Yeah.
But because Lindsay knows Jane because of like the whole drama with, what was her ex's name that was in the house? I can't remember his name, but he was like in the army and stuff. Like, so they had so many fights and it was like all out brawls. So she now always wants to defend whoever is kind of being attacked by the house. But what I don't like about this whole situation is like, y'all could have closed your door. Cause at this point, I feel like you're rubbing it in their face. Like, you're just kind of like, oh, whatever. Like, F you, Amanda. I don't. And Amanda was like, I don't know. I kind of felt like she was like a mom. She was like up. She's like, I'm livid. Like, she kind of is going a little too far. And unfortunately, like, men, I don't know what your experience has been, but I noticed that like a lot of straight men, especially if you start yelling and screaming, they're like, oh, she's intense. And they stop listening.
Yeah.
So I think when you scream at a man, like, I don't think he takes it in. And I think Luke, you could tell Luke just shut off. Mm-hmm. So is he really going to hear them? I don't know.
No, because when you scream at anyone, someone says, oh, they're crazy. And then suddenly they become the problem. And then you're getting off, you know, no handcuffs. So,
Absolutely.
I mean, like I said, I do think that Paige's distillation of what was happening seemed to actually be accurate of where he was trying to, like, isolate Hannah from her friends so that he could then manipulate her. And I was like, wow, that really is what's happening, because he tries to act like this nice guy. But I do think that what they ultimately ended up expressing in their multiple bombarding situations at dinner and then at the bonfire, again, these like town hall meetings that they have of everyone in the house, all hands on deck to just lay into each other. It was a lot and a little bit unnecessary. So I think also, you know, Hannah has that vibe about her that is like, let's like go against the grain and make
She's
out
rule breaker.
It feels bad, you know? Yeah.
Right. Breaker. She definitely is a rule breaker. And I think that she's kind of the kind of person that if you tell Hannah what to do, especially in a public setting, she's going to do the opposite because she's an independent soul and she like kind of wants to do what she wants to do. So we have to just respect that that's her boundary. And you're in a house and you're connecting with someone and that and that's what you want. But let's move on to, I think,
I wanted to mention this with you guys. Remember Hannah's confessional interview part where she said, maybe Amanda's just jealous of Luke and I. How did you feel about that? I was like, no, she's not.
I thought it was
rough. Like, she was jealous. It was pretty rough. And the way she played with her fingers, I was like, oh.
She was like, maybe she's jealous. No.
Well, especially because Amanda and Kyle are the all-star humans of the house right now. They're happy. They're not ruining anybody's lives, except for Amanda a little bit trying to ruin Luke's. Otherwise, everybody should be jealous.
They have a thriving business.
Exactly.
They're like
setting
a wedding date.
Sure.
Nothing to be jealous of.
They adopted Carl. Like, they're doing everything
right. Yeah, they adopted
right.
a child. A 36-year-old child is perfect.
They're doing everything right. So I'm not mad at them. I'm not even mad at Carl either. Like, I felt like this episode, he was pretty drama-less. Like, he just kept going to the hot tub. And even Lindsay was like, oh, they're in the hot tub again. I thought they were having sex. Like, she's so well-adjusted to what's happening because she has a boyfriend. So what did you guys think about it? Do you think Carl and Jules are kind of cute, or is that too far?
I think it's kind of cute, to be honest.
Me too.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cute. However, then I have to snap back and remind myself that 3 weeks ago in real time, he was screaming at her at that house party, telling her about how he wanted her out of the house on a personal level. He was like, I want you to leave.
But that's how he treats all the girls he dates. So I don't think
they have
that's
Stockholm syndrome.
Unexpected. Yeah, exactly.
That is very true. Very, very true. So it's kind of a bummer, but I mean, I even their dimensions were kind of cute. Like, she's small and petite. He's like 6'5". You're like, it's cute. Like, it works. And I know that, like, our girl Jules is just kind of trying to find her place in the house still. And I think that with dating Carl, like, maybe this is a way to kind of be part of the group. So we'll have to wait and see where that goes. Because I initially thought, like everyone did, they were going to have sex this episode. And they kind of turned a curveball on this. So we'll have to wait.
I said it in our last after show episode. I was like, that's my prediction. And boy, was I wrong.
So wrong. You predicted wrong. That's okay. That's okay. They led us to believe.
The breadcrumbs that they laid out were leading to Carl's bed.
Yeah, they were fully clipping it for us. So it's good. I mean, okay, so last thing that we want to talk about is obviously Amanda and Kyle. Do you guys think this is going to last, or do we think this is a front, or are they genuinely happy? Like, what's going on? Like, what do we think about this whole dynamic, new dynamic?
I think it's real. I think it's going to last. I think we got through these conversations with Amanda about her mental health, and then he understood them. And I think that's all she needed. A little bit of understanding.
Validation.
And then, and then now they can just have fun. And she was even saying in the episode, I like, you know, partying and being with people, but what I really like is being alone in the, whatever the crickets or whatever those insects were with you.
She was like, I love nature and bugs. I was like,
and bugs. You're like, cool, dope. But she said when she mentioned that, because we could say, oh, she's just drunk and partying and she doesn't know the difference between happy and not happy, but she told us. And I believe in it. I still think he, you know, might not deserve her, but it appears that both of them are happy. So I think we should let it ride in a positive way.
Oh, I like that. And then next week I'll try to bring my sound machine and I have like a bug setting. So we'll play that.
For you
next
week. Oh, please, my God. Thank you. Maybe I want to see how it feels.
Producer Ryan is such a pro. He brings in great sound effects. Maybe he could grace us with some cricket noises.
Yeah.
Maybe if we're lucky. We'll see.
Okay, we will see. I would love to hear some crickets.
When you said,
I don't know if I'm pretending to hear it now in my head. I'm like, am I hearing crickets? Like,
what did you guys think about them? Do you guys agree with me or disagree?
You're expecting laughter, Amir, and you're hearing crickets.
I know. Oh, bitch. Again, me and Jane are friends, so this is not real.
Not me. I'm not friends, though.
No, Trina's not friends with us. I'm just kidding, Trina, I love you. James, do you think it's gonna last? What do you think about Kyle and Amanda? Like, do you think this like lovey-dovey phase is gonna last, or is it gonna come
I'm living in the moment. I'm living in the now. It's Earth Day. I'm listening to the noises of the crickets, you know. I'm vibing with the experience that they're having. Yeah, I'm vibing with Trina, my dear, dear friend.
Exactly.
Trina, to answer the question that was given to both of us, I don't know why Amir keeps just...
It's okay.
He's teasing us like this.
I just want to know if you believe in Kyle and Amanda. I need a yes or a no.
I'm really into them right now. It was very rocky before. I was very concerned. But the 180 that they've done on us, I'm like very much on board. And I love their company. I think they're both very talented.
Yes.
I love the venues they're looking for. Like, I'm just invested in the journey and I'm rooting for them and I want it to work. And that's how I feel.
Sames, love it. Amir, tell us the truth.
Yes, I got thrown off again. The internet hates me.
Tell us.
So I agree with Jane. I think it's a lovely journey. I think it's amazing the distance that they've come, all the fights, the cheating, speculations, all of Amanda's issues with the job and lover boy. I think they're come a long way, and I really can't wait to see their wedding happen. And I don't know if we have an update. Yeah. Do they already get married, or are they not getting married because of quarantine? I'm not quite sure, but I know that like they saw the venue and I think they just seem like they're finally like, we're lucky to have each other. I think they see all the drama in the house. Everyone's trying to find someone and the drama is getting real. So they're like, you know, we're happy to have each other. So I think they're very sweet and I hope they, you know, have all the happiness in the world. Trina, what about our fashion? Wow. What about our fashion segment? You had told me off air that you had some really great things.
I've got some stuff. First of all, y'all, I wanted to start with our panel fashion today. These guys are wearing tie-dye and I'm loving it. Always bring the tie-dye. Looks like they got them professionally done and I appreciate that. Yeah. Second of all, Amir always wears bandanas only to AfterBuzz TV and he ties them into little bunny ears and he's wearing a lavender one today and I
new color.
Am so down with the new colors.
Thank you
for doing this for us.
You're welcome.
Moving on. Apple picking outfits. Guys, Paige's romper jumper, all white, chunky white sunglasses. Yes. Yes. I usually hate her all white stuff except for the murder mystery party the other week. I'm usually not down, but I was really down with this. This was fun, especially since there was like some gold up here. Loving it. One thing I was confused by, as always, y'all know who I'm confused by, Luke. He had goggle sunglasses on.
What were the partitions on the side?
Those were so weird. It was like he was going to fly in a one-person plane from the 20s.
And go swimming. He could fly. He could go. He's like water, air.
Those are $695. Those are expensive.
Like $695?
$695.
But what are they? Can you tell me the style? What is that?
I think it's Dita, but I don't know the brand, but I'm pretty sure they're those same ones that have like the partition. It's like, it's supposed to be good for biking because you don't get any bugs in
it. Oh, bugs in the eyes. Okay. I'm not hating on it. Maybe not the best for apple picking, but I see where you're coming from. I see where he's coming from. And finally, when they all went out for the night and all the girls, instead of spending so much time with the dolling and the band-aid dresses, they all wore jeans and a cotton shirt. And I was so down for the simple look of the going out in the town.
Very cute.
That's all I got.
I love that, Trina. I love that. And you know, a lot of people don't realize in the summer in the Hamptons, it's literally 85 at night. So like, I don't know why you're going to wear a full on button up dress, like that outfit. And like, Jules looks so good. And she has such a cute butt. Like, damn, like she's in those jeans, like I'm here for it.
Yes, she is the perfect little hourglass.
She should wear clear too.
Teeny tiny. She's the kind of gal Sir Mix-a-Lot sings about.
Oh, interesting.
Thank you, Trina, for the fashion segment. Well done. You always get it. And another thing I loved real quick about the apple picking was when Amanda said she was eating an apple a day and it actually got her sick. That was pretty funny. That cracked me up.
That was so funny.
Dave, I thought that was really, really good.
That was really, really good. Jane, hit us with the news and our really special segment.
Okay, well, news. We've got a lot of great news today. Paige is going to be leading a workout class for us tomorrow. If you guys are interested, tune in. I would love to. At 1 p.m. Eastern time, she's going to go on Instagram Live on P-Volve's Instagram account. It's a great workout. It's going to be awesome to see our girl Paige leading the way. So that will be really fun. They describe themselves as total body sculpting and strengthening with innovative equipment. But I know a lot of models do it, a lot of influencers, people love it. P-Volve.
Get P-Volved.
Also, get P-Volved. Evolve in a P kind of way.
Next.
Evolve into P?
I was trying to make sense of their name and I really have no idea why. I'm sure it's named after someone. Anyway. Speaking of Paige, she and Hannah's Giggly Squad is popping off. They had almost 7,000 views on their live stream the other day. They're truly just killing it and we love them. So tune in to Giggly Squad, the live feed daily on their Instagrams. Also, I did look into it while we were chatting and Kyle and Amanda have set a date for their wedding.
What is it?
Yes. Well, I think it's going to, you know, be TBD. Oh. They were kind of teasing it on the Daily Dish when they gave the article on March 20th. So I think also with all of this news, it might be up for grabs. But they have set a date, so they're not just beating around the bush.
Great.
Also, I sent some fabulous media to our man, Ryan. We love this so much. What a moment for Lindsay. So she posted this photo on her Instagram. this week. She is sharing it in her newsletter, which she would like us to subscribe to for updates in the world of our girl Linz. But she said, quote, "Here's a hilarious / ridiculous flashback Friday of me as a freshman on the cover of my college magazine when I used to dye my skin orange. Ha. I shared this photo in my newsletter this week and talked about my staple short hair along with hair products I can't live without. I wonder what hair products she's using in this photo."
Jane, she's the same color as the swimsuit. That's
totally. It's just burn.
It is a total vibe. She went to University of Florida, and this is, you know, these people, they're all smart. They're killing it, living their lives. And so, yeah, she was a swimsuit gal back in the day, which makes sense that she's on Summer House.
Love it. She looks gorgeous.
And she also posted some photos with her boy, Steven. Ooh. And we are very happy for them, living their lives. And then someone commented, "I'm bummed. It just hit me that there might not be a Summer House this year." And Lindsay said, "Pray that's not the case."
Oh, duh.
Because of Corona. Shoot. Yeah. Like, is it going to be...
I hope so, because they asked me to be on the show, so we'll have to wait and see.
They asked you to be on Summer House?
I was going to say, burying the lead for what?
I'm just kidding.
I wouldn't put it past you, Amir, because you are very close and tight with our peeps. So
yeah, I love that you guys both believed it. I love you guys.
Speaking of which, we are working on getting Jules for this. I know we used it previously, but the finale of the show is the 6th. Of May. So we're going to have Jules right around then.
Exactly. We only have three more episodes left. That's what Carl had said on his Instagram as well. What about our super special segment?
Our very special segment.
An extra from Summer House.
Amazing.
Drum roll.
Drum roll, please. We have a very special guest. This is my sister, who sounds just like me, and we match. We're wearing tie-dye today.
Welcome to the show. She's watched Summer House every single episode from the very beginning. She's a diehard Bravo fan, and she is here for our special segment to be our F-boy correspondent.
Yes, for the Sister Sound Off. That's the name.
Sister Sound Off. This is my sister Kate, and let us know what's up, Kate.
Well, I mean, like I said, I've been watching beginning. And Carl is someone who I would be obsessed with in real life. obviously, I'm aware now that there are quite a few red flags. But I just think he's so tall. It's like above the 6 foot thing. That's very deceiving. It's kind of like the backwards baseball cap. Like, are they hot? I'm very confused. Yeah.
Always
it's
hot.
Confusing. Yeah.
Kate, I'm 6'2", so I get it. I'm above 6.
Yeah, it's dangerous. So anyway, I just think that him going back to that kind of random girl, Kirsten, who he brought to a wedding one time, I think in season 2, like, that's not the answer. I get that you're lonely. No. Totally get that, especially in Corona times. but definitely not the answer. Lindsay completely knows him so well. Obviously, they're like best friends or were best friends. And she's like, you need to figure your shit out. And she's completely right. And she's thriving. Mm-hmm. She's killing it. So, I mean, if Jules wants to have fun with Carl, that's great. I'm here for that. But I think she just may want a little more. And I'm a little... but worried for my girl. I love those girls.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know. And then who do we have next? Luke. There's quite a lineup in this house. Luke, I don't like how he was telling Hannah, like, it's been 8 weeks since I slept with someone. And then he's telling, like, Paige and everyone at dinner. Oh, it's actually been, or in the Uber, sorry. He's like, it's been 6 weeks. Like, that's very confusing. I don't like those messages at all.
Kate, no one that looks like Luke is dry for 6 to 8 weeks. That's all I have to say. Like,
yeah, and and like Hannah throwing all her boundaries out the window. Like, she just, I don't know, maybe it's like in person, maybe it's not being conveyed across the TV. Like, maybe it's like an in-person thing, but like, she is just like, she wants the D. I don't know.
Ooh, so Kate, as our fuckboy correspondent, who would you say is the bigger fboy?
Uh-huh.
I mean, my radar is good, let me tell you, because I've been there many times. Gotta say Carl, because he's my type. I mean,
yes.
That's why no, I get it. I'm 31.
There it is.
Heard it here. I don't learn from my mistakes, people.
It's Carl.
Listen.
Thank you, Kate.
Kate, you killed it, Kate.
You
well
killed
done.
It.
I do have one more comment. Can I say one more comment?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
she's,
one more comment,
sorry.
Please.
She's getting really excited.
No, I just have one more comment.
I don't.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know what it is about this group, like how they sit down to the chicken parmesan and they have to like go to confessional. Like, it's like, literally, it's like, so like, what's your current relationship status? Like, my friends and I do not do that. Like, I don't know what that's about. So
I think that, Kate, it's like a producer thing. I swear the producer.
Yeah. It's definitely a producer thing. Definitely a producer thing. And so they, you know, say, hey, Lindsay, go say something really rude about what you just talked about with the girls. Oh, dope. Okay, I'll do that. And then all hell breaks loose. So,
yeah.
True. Thank
Wild.
You, Kate, so much
Thank
for being
you.
A special correspondent.
Thank you.
Thank you for getting us through quarantine.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. My sister, Kate, our very own F-boy correspondent.
Thank you, Trina, for taking over when I get kicked off.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. I don't know what's going on with my internet. I guess I gotta pay my bills.
Oh,
I don't know what's
Exposed.
Going on. Yes. I just wanted to take a quick moment now that I'm back. Hopefully, for the rest of the show, I just wanted to thank all of you for watching AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. We're here every week breaking this show down, and now because of the quarantine, we're able to be live for all our Bravo shows. It's amazing. Please go like, subscribe, and give us all that love we need. And give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, please. And then, Trina, will you read some of our comments from last week, if you don't mind?
Yes, I will.
Great.
Jane, do you have any available on hand by chance?
Oh, I do, sweetie. I got it, Trina. I got it. I'll do it. I have it. Okay, so I just wanted to, like, delegate.
I appreciate
Cynthia it. Said, it's all good. I got you. Miss Cynthia saying, great panel. I don't get Jules. Is she trying to secure her spot for next season? Miss Cynthia, honey, we will ask Jules when we have her in, you know, in studio, well, Zoom, but whatever, you get it. And we will ask her all of these questions for you. So this long, it's like 01113. Sarah said, wait, did you guys not hear the girl talking about it later? Amanda said, I don't like that she said, don't come for my man. And Hannah said, I was joking. I think that Hannah just has an aggressive sense of humor. It's just different, you know? Her humor is different.
I did not hear that, though, for sure.
I didn't.
And I believe she said that again this episode when they were in the car at one point. She said, don't come for my man.
No, they were repeating what happened last week.
They were just doing the recap of last week.
I could have sworn you guys, but
I don't think
sound
said
off
it
in
twice.
The comments who here is right.
Yeah, let us know who's right. We're very petty and we need to know now.
Yeah, we love that.
We need receipts.
We need a little petty LaBelle, you know. It's fine. Y'all, let's get into some predictions and then talk about the promo and then we're out. So tell me, you guys, let's start with Trina. What are your predictions?
I predict that something's going to go belly up with Hannah and Luke now that they've been super exposed and they wanted to have their little secret on the tennis court, but then they exposed themselves by an open door. So I predict that's going to go wild between the two of them and between everybody else. I do not think that Carl and Jules are going to actually date. I think that we are being teased for approximately 43 minutes and that's it. That's what I think.
I see that. I see that. Jane, what about you?
I don't know. I could see Carl and Jules minimum making out, like drunkenly day drinking, making out, maybe like in front of people, you know, where it kind of causes a stir, but then ultimately like Carl's going to go bang someone else. And then we're going to be like, oh my gosh, we feel bad for Jules again, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be like one of those where it's not going to last, but it is going to be something beyond just this episode, I think.
Absolutely.
And it could be something very minuscule. They could go all the way. But they're going to make it to first base, and that's what I think.
Whoa, also, first base.
Yeah, you know, maybe a little under the bleachers action, wherever they can
A little
those.
Finger blasting.
I think
yeah.
Maybe they'll get to second with a little finger thing. In their own words, we're quoting,
obviously,
our faves. Then I think with Hannah and Luke, you're exactly right. I think that it's going to explode with the house more than it's going to explode between them, because obviously we know that they have an emotional relationship. Mm-hmm. So even if they fight for a little bit, they're going to be back to like being very close. So I think that if anything, this next episode, it's going to be like Luke and Hannah against the world. And the house is going to be up in arms, because Amanda was very fiery with the way that she threatened the friendship if they were to bang. And then they did it.
She was triggered. She was very triggered. Mm-hmm. Very triggered. Yeah. Well said. I agree with you too. I mean, I think you guys really nailed it with both of those things. I think Hannah and Luke, it's going to get like kind of aggressive between them. Maybe they're going to have some words and she's going to want more of a direct kind of not commitment, but like something from him. And then I think Amanda and the house is going to get really fired up about what's going on between them and get like kind of defensive. Why would you cover the camera and not lock the door? I don't really get that, but it's fine. I wasn't in the heat of the moment. Like, I get it. You get caught up, like whatever. So I think that things are going to get, and then when Danielle comes back, just to kind of go into the promo, when Danielle's back, we see Carl flirting with her. And we knew that was coming, because like the whole, I mean, the editing is so brilliant, because it made it seem like they're going to sleep together. Then Carl's going to want a threesome with Jules and Danielle, but that was just a conversation in the bed. So we're going to have to see. I don't know. What do you think, Kate, Jane? Take it away.
Yeah, I almost like said there Kate. Were probably
I almost four said times. Kate.
I know, aren't we? Pretty ahead, similar, especially when we wear matching outfits. No, but you know, I just got really riled up because I forgot about the way that they teed that up. They already said that they both have done threesomes, foursomes, fivesomes, all of the sums.
I was like, Carl and four girls? I was like, wow, Jordan needs a lesson from Carl.
My God. I know. I have so many thoughts.
Don't bring
about
him
that.
Back. Don't say Jordan. He'll come back if you say
yeah,
his
if you
name.
Say three times.
If you say his name three times, he'll end up on the living room couch.
Surrounded by boxes of Lover Boy.
Yeah.
What a nightmare. A true nightmare.
True nightmare.
You know, no, we love Lover Boy here.
No, we love Lover Boy, but the idea of Jordan. Jordan's
the nightmare.
Yeah.
Jordan's the nightmare. Trina, what about you? What did you think about the promo?
I mean, I think pretty much the same thing that we watch these promos. It's true though. Yeah. What happened last week? We talked about the promo last week and then we came through and the editing was so masterful that nothing that was in the promo was a major thing that happened.
True. So,
but at least I got to give them total props because A, they tricked us in a beautiful way. But B, thank God it was more eventful than we even thought it would be.
Sure. Mm-hmm. No, I'm giving them props. I think that they're doing a great job.
I know you're
giving
them props.
I'm
additionally adding props that like, if you're going to trick us with an edit, you better overwhelm us with the results on the other side. And that's what they do every time. We love this show.
We do.
Absolutely. We really do. What a great way to end the show. We love Summer House. And thank you for being here. Trina, where can they all follow y'all?
Y'all can find me on at Hey Trina Dong on Instagram and Twitter.
Awesome. Jane?
And you guys can find me at Jane Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-E-N _ on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. Find me on all the things.
Yes. And you can find me at Amir Yas _ on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And you know what, guys? I've had a lot of this and a lot of that and F that and a lot of this and that and this. But you know what? We'll be here every week covering Summer House until the finale. And I hope that they have a reunion. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yes, same.
Me too.
We shall see. We shall see. But we'll be here every week. Love you guys. Mwah.
Mwah.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.